You're holding daf menches amar aleph, like one third down. Tanan hosam, we learned over there, Gemara and Zvochim, that nishpach hadam ala ritzpa. Let's say after you made the shechita on a korban, the blood spilled straight onto the floor. The yospu, and then you collected it together in the kli shavus, is a loch apostle. That's not called the kabbalah. Hey, the kabbalah sadam has to be you receive the dam directly from the neck of the animal, the blood goes straight into the kli. What about min ha-kli ala ritzpa? First you receive the dam in a kli, you make a good kabbalah, and then the dam spills off onto the floor. The yos, when you collect it back and put it back into the kli shoris, the locher is kosher. You're allowed to use such dam. Fred Gemar minohan emili. How do we know this chilek? How do we know that the blood has to come directly from the animal, from the korban, straight into the kli shoris for the kabbalah? You can't let it first fall on the floor and then be mekablet. The Torah Rabbonim, the Brisa says like this. The Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par. This is like the Avodas Kabbalah. You have to take the dam from the par. So first we dash, and what does it mean, dam ha-par? That means midam ha-nefesh. What type of blood is good for the Kabbalahs of the dam? In order to make a Zerika, that's the dam that the nefesh comes out from. V'loy midam ha-or, not just dam, the blood that comes out from a cut that you cut in the skin. V'loy midam ha-tamsis. And not from the blood that comes out either before or after the behemoth is like dead. After the nefesh comes out, the last blood that drips out, that's no good for kaparah. You have to have the dam ha-nefesh, the blood, the big gush of blood that comes out, b'shan shchita, that we say it like dies through this gush of blood coming out. Now we dash, and the Pasuk says, v'lokach midam ha-par. So we say, midam ha-par means, dam mei ha-par yichablenu. You have to receive, accept the blood from the par itself. In other words, we like, even though the Pasuk says midam, the mem is on the word dam, we take the mem off the word dam and put it onto the next word hapar and read it like dam ne hapar. The blood has to come directly from the par itself. Why do we do this? Because the salka daitach, if you want to tell me, let's dashen it the way it says right now, that midam means, midam hapar means midam viafilu mixas dam. You don't have to be mekabel all the dam. No, it's enough just a little bit of the dam. If that comes into the kli, that's called a good kabbalah. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. So Gemara says, no, we can't say that. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda said like this, that ha-mekabel tzorech shekabel es kol damai. Whoever makes the kabbalah sadam, lechatchila, you have to be mekabel all the blood that comes out of the shechita. Shopar. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yes kol adam ha-pa yishofech ha-yisoid mizbach. That all the blood, leftover blood, you should spill to the yisurd of the mizbach. So, b'zayit mashmi, you have to have a kabbalah on all the dam. Elish ramino, so since you have to have a kabbalah, to be mekabel all the dam that comes out of the animal, so what's the pshat from the word midam hapar? Elish ramino, my midam hapar, that means change around the mem and read it like dam mei hapar yikablenu. You have to be mekabel the blood directly from the par itself, and not if it falls on the floor. Uksavran, this Tana holds that Gurin or Masifin, you're allowed to take off the mem from one word, or Masifin, put it onto the next word, Vedarshan, and you can make such a drasha, like we're saying here. Velokach midam hapar means take the mem and read it the dam and put the mem onto the next word, hapar, mehapar. Dam mehapar, the dam has to be received directly from the par itself. Nothing more says, Boyira Papa, Nispazir Hakteris. Mimloye Chofnov Mahu. It's on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol made the Moly Chofnov, the two handfuls worth of the Keteris, before he put it into the calf, it spilled on the floor. What's the halacha? Is he allowed to collect it together again or not? What's the shayla? Yodoy Kitzavah Behemedomi. Do we say the hand of the Kohen Gadol is considered like the neck of the animal Upsula? But just like by the neck after Shechita, the dam has to come directly from the neck of the Behem of the Korban into the Klisharis. Here also, the keteris has to come directly from the hands of the Kohen Gadol into the calf. Or Dilma, maybe no. To klisharis dummy. I'll tell you here, the hands of the Kohen Gadol itself is considered like a klisharis. For leif psula, and therefore it doesn't become possible. So Gemara says, take the Gemara's mesupik. What's the halacha when the Kohen Gadol puts the keteris into his hands? Is that like the Gemara Dover and it's kosher? It doesn't matter if it falls on the floor anymore. Or else, no, still you have to put it into the calf. Before it goes into the calf, it would become possible. And the Ritva speaks out that the Gemara does not ask the Shaila by Menochis. What about the Kemitza? After the Kohen takes the Kemitza from a Mincha, now the Loch really has to put it into a Klisharis. What would be the halacha there if it falls on the floor before he puts it into the klisharis? So Rav Dvor says that over there for sure it would be possible. Because by a mincha, the halacha is you have to put the kemitza into a klisharis. So for sure the hand there is considered like the neck, and the kli is considered like the kabbalah. Mashenkin over here by Molech Chofna, by Yom Kippur, like really the Gemara said before yesterday's blood, that Mikar Adin, it would be alright just to carry the Chfinam, to carry the two handfuls worth of the Keteris the way it is into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't really have to put it into a Kli Sharis, into a Kaf. The only reason why we do it is because it's not practical. There's no other way the Kohen Gadol could carry both the Keteris and the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together. But it's not a real halacha that you have to have the Kli Sharis. So that's why here, by Molech Chofna, the Gemara's Mesupik. And therefore the Gemara applies by Tekum. Like maybe that we put it into the calf is not called really like a klisharis, and therefore it's kosher, even though it would fall on the floor. So more applies by a tekum. Boyer a popper, a popper class another shayla. Chishay v'chafinois k'teres mahu. He's peshat the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Does the chfino takes his two handfuls of the k'teres? He has the wrong machshava. In his mind, he thinks with the machshava's pigle. The mashli thinks that he's not going to burn the k'teres today on Yom Kippur, but he has in mind right now, b'shas he's doing the chfinam to burn it tomorrow first. So that's called the machsheves tigel, that by a korban or by a mincha, for sure it's possible. So the question is though, now b'shas the avoid of chfinam, is it also possible or not? So the Gemara says like this, mi amrina, do we say, yalef molei molei mi mincha, that we learn out the gzera shava, molei that it says by molei chofnov, and molei that it says by kemitza, that mahosam, just like by a mincha, mahanya bo machsheva. There's a loch, like Rashi will soon see the posik, that there's a psul machshav even by a mincha. Hey, the mincha has the same loch like a korban shlomim. Just like by a korban shlomim, if b'shas shchit or any one of the dalar avoidis, you think to do the achilo, lomocha, the wrong time, it's a psul pigulchal, who are then by mincha also, b'shas you make the kemitza, or the aktorah of the kemitza, if you have the wrong machshav, to eat it the wrong day, is also chal a psul pigul. So once we learn out the word mole mole, by chrina would also have the psul pigul. The other tatters maybe no. Maybe either you don't make the gzera shava moli moli, or even if you do make the gzera shava, maybe it's only for the lochias of how to make the kemitzo, that you have to have a hand and not a kli. Mashenkin hilchas machshava, you don't want out one from the other. Because maybe it's only an avoidus in a korban, or an avoid in a mincha. Mashenkin the avoidus by the k'teris, maybe that does not make a pigle. That's the Gemara Sufik. Yes, Gemara says, Omalei, Omalei Rav Simi Barashi Rav Popo Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you Rayan. Hoysef Rav Akiba was Moisef added on to a din like this, that Hakoimitz, or else the Gisa should be Haselis, the flower from the Mincha, the Akteris, or else the Akteris, the Halavoino, that we use by the Lechem Aponim, the Agicholim, or else the coals, Shim Nogat Ful Yoim Bemiktosin. If it's Ful Yoim, that means somebody was Tomei, touched the Sheretz, and he went to the Mikvah. So the loch is for kotshim, he's still tummy until it comes nighttime. Until it comes a tzeitik achovim. So this tful yoyim now touched part of the keteris, a part of the levoin, a part of the gecholim, is possible as kulon. He passels all of it what's inside the kli. So Rashi learns this is really a Gemara in Chagigah that says that shakli mitzarev kol masher b'teichai. Anything you have inside one kli, one vessel, the vessel itself is mitzarev, makes everything inside it like one piece. Therefore, even though really when the Tful Yerim touches one piece of the Keteris, only that piece should become Tomei, and not the rest of it, because the Tful Yerim only makes possible what he touches. But what he touches can't be Matam or something else. Still, we say whatever's inside one Kli is considered like Mitzurif, as like together, like it's one piece, and therefore it's all Tomei. Now, Sigmara says, Kasal Kadaita, the Havaminer is, that Mi Deposel Tful Yerim, since we see it has Kedusha, like once you put the Keteris and Levoina and the Gecholim in a Kli, the Kli was in the Kaddish these things, therefore it has a loch like Hegdish, that if a Tful Yam touches it, it becomes Posel, is Posel or Namilina. Who are then if you leave it overnight, it would also become Posel. That's the loch, anything that has Kedusha on it, you have to use it that day. If you leave it over till the next morning, it becomes Posel. So Melta Svara, since that a Tful Yoyim touches it, it becomes Tomei, who then has enough Kedusha that if you leave it overnight, it should become a Psulina. And now the Svara is Umida Lina Poslo, since if you leave it overnight, it has a Psulina, I tell you Poslo Nami Machshava, who then just a thought. Not that you really left it overnight, but just Bishash you did the Keteris, you had in mind right now that you first want to burn the Keteris tomorrow, that also with Paso the Keteris, you can't use it anymore. So that's what the Gemara comes out over here, that Machshava does help Peshas Techfina when you're making the Keteris. So Rashi says, Kosakotayim with the Apostle Tfuyim, Alma, what do we see? Kitsha Hakli Kedusha Zaguf. When it came into the Kli, it has Kedusha Zaguf on it. Is Postle Namilina, who then has enough Kedusha, that the Psulina was also Chal on it? Vechivon the Postle Lina, Postle Nami Machshavas Lina. That's the Gemara Svarim. That since if you leave it overnight, Mamish, it would become Postle, who then now just the thought to do it also passes it. Kishachishav Liaktiru Lamacher. The Kashali, Rashi has Shver, the Shafkin Lamastisin de Milo, that in. It's like the Kashali, leave this. That's the Gemara's Maskonim. Now the Gemara says, Boy Rapopo, Klaus Shah like this. Boy Rapopo, Chishav, Bechati as Gicholim, is Mahu. What about the Bishash you're making the Gicholim, or the Bishash you're taking your shovel, and you're going on the Mazberich Achitzoin, and shoveling out the inside coals? Bishash, you're taking the coals also. You have the wrong machshava. You think that you're first going to use these coals tomorrow, not at the right day. Do you pasul that you can't use these coals now for the keteris? Is chishay b'chati askecholamahu? What's the halacha if you have the wrong thoughts? Bishash, you are taking the coals off the mizbeach. Mahu. Do we say this svar is machshira mitzvah kimitzvah dami? In other words, taking off the coals, it's not a real avodah, but even so, since it's called a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's preparing us in order to do the Mitzvah, in order to be able to burn the Keteris inside the Fnei Lefnim. So the beginning of the Mitzvah, preparing for the Mitzvah, is taking out the coals from the outside Mizbech. So it's also considered like an Avodah. Therefore, if you have the wrong thoughts, Peshash, you're taking out the coals, it would pass, you can't use these coals anymore. Oiloi, or else the other side is no. Maybe it's like not called a Chosheva Avodah. Even though it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah Dami. And therefore, your wrong thoughts were not possible, Bishash, you're taking out the coals. So the Gemara says, Tekel, the Gemara applies by Tekel or Sofig, what will be the Halacha? Is this considered an Avoider or not, to Pasol or Machshava? And Rashi says, Ma'u lahatsu lakteris. Because the thoughts that you're doing, Bishash, you're making the coals, to that Pasol that you can't use these coals for the Keteris. It's Kemitzvah Dom, it's Rashi says, Vehevelein, Kemechashiv Bavoider. That's the Svarim. If the Pechshu, the preparing for the Mitzvah, is considered like the Mitzvah itself, so it's called an avoida, and Bishash you're doing a work in avoida for the Keteris, that could also pass all the Machshava. You thought to first burn it tomorrow, use it tomorrow. Or else the other side is no. Like Rashi's Machshira Mitzvah is like not Kemitzvah Dami, it's not called a Choshir. It's not called an avoida. So that's what Rashi really speaks out, that even though in the Braisa before, it also said the Gicholim, it said the coals. So in other words, we see the coals have Kedusha. So just like we said before, the Keteris, we had a suffix since the Keteris has Kedusha. It passes the Machshava, so the same Sfarah should apply by the coals. We had already the Gecholim, that if it's full Yerim touches the coals, his Metami passes all the coals. So the Sfarah was, Lina is also possible there. So what's the Gemara's new suffix over here of Chishiv the Chetias Gecholim? That's what Rashi Yim said, that the suffix here is, maybe this is not called an Avoida. Maybe there's only a Hechshir Mitzvah, the preparing for the burning of the Keteris. Therefore, it's not called the Chashav Avoida, that's why it's a new suffix. Even if you tell me that Bishash, you're making the Keteris itself, you have the Machshava with Paslit, but maybe over here, Bishash, you're only taking the coals, since it's only Hechsher Mitzvah, that's not considered like an Avoida, maybe you would not Paslit. That's why here the Gemara applies by another suffix, and the Gemara comes out as another Tekel. Mar Boyim Menei Mera Rosheshis, the Yester Shalas from Rosheshis, Hoylocha Bismoil, Maho, what's the Halacha Bishash, the Avoida Halochom? That's the regular halacha that means if you make a shechita by the korban, then you have to receive the dam, the kabbalos adam, and then there's the avoid of halacha. The kohen has to carry the dam from the makom hashechita until the mizbeach where he makes the zrika. So what about if the kohen carries the blood in his left hand? Is amal luhu rosheshes? Rosheshes answered like this. Tinisu, we learned, he brings down halacha. It says in our Mishnah we just learned that not the kohen godol on yom kippur takes the pan of coals in his right hand, and he carries the keteris in the spoon in his left hand, and he's allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim like that. So you see clearly, you're allowed to walk with something even though you're holding it in your left hand. Like here, the Kohen Gadol is carrying the calf of the keteris with his left hand. So that's the Havamino who adin by walking with the carbon, the blood of the carbon, also halachas kosher b'smil. So Rashi speaks out, why is it a shal only by halacha? So Rashi says, halacha b'smil maho. You have a subject about carrying the blood. That means Kabbalah Uzrika Dechsev Bukuna Pshita Lon Dechomokim Shinema Etzpa Kuna Einu Velo Yemin.
That's pshita by the avoidance of Kabbalah to receive the dam. But to make this rinkis adam, the other Torah says clearly etzpen kahuna, for sure you have to use your right hand. And a right hand means literally your right hand. Even though you're a lefty, it's no good. The left hand, you have to use that for your right hand. But the shalif, the lefty, could do the avoidable altogether. But you have to use your right hand. The Torah doesn't say clearly the avoid of halacha. Only since the Torah says by the avoid of receiving the dam, it says bloshen halacha of carrying it, the tanya, like bring the blood closer, zu kabbalah sadam. We dash, and that means the avoid of mekabel of receiving the dam. Is naflam masechta chagiga, she avoida. So therefore, since the Torah says the loshen of a kabbalah, bloshen halacha, we learn out that there is such an avoida of halacha of carrying the blood to the mizbeach. The nafka meaner is that's called an avoidah, that you b'dafka need a crayon to carry the blood, and you need to wear a big dekuna, and if you have the wrong machshav, if you think b'shas talocha, b'shas carrying the dam to mizbeach, you would think that you want to first burn it tomorrow, there would be a psul pigle. O miyuzat rashi, smuel ikal meimad le posul, do like sivu kuna behedya. Since the Torah doesn't say the word kuna by the avoidah halocha, we have a suffix, maybe it's even kosher b'smuel. That's what the shali is kosheshes. And he answered back with Sheshes, brought a right and said, yes, it's kosher. For now, Mishnah that says, that's a kaf b'smeiloi. Alma, what do we see, that Rashi? It's like sherev b'smeil, even with your left hand also it's kosher. So that's why Sheshes aloha, that the kohen is allowed to carry the blood in his left hand from the mokka mashchit until the mizbech. For the Gemara, v'nevshet lehu mehod etnan, why didn't you bring a right from another Gemara we had? A Gemara in Zvachim, that says, the tenan, hor regel shel yamin, how they carry out up the pieces of the meat, of the korban oilah, of the korban atomid, how do you carry it up to the mizbeach? So one kohen carries the regel shel yamin, the right regel, the right foot, this oil in his left hand. Hey, so when he's carrying up this right leg of the animal, of the korban, he carries it up this oil, ubeis oir lechutz, and the side of the skin is facing outside. So you see what? You're allowed to carry, you're allowed to use your left hand. So Rashi says, ubeis oir lechutz means, omokim chatach, lefnim kalfi akoyin, the mokim that's cut, that doesn't look so nice, that you have inside towards the body of the crane itself. V'cheinor, it's nice that the outer side of the skin, the skin, the part that was not cut, that looks nicer, that should be facing outwards, and the part of the cut is facing inside towards the crane. But our kopotim says here clearly, you're allowed to carry up the piece of meat in your left hand. So Mara says from here it wouldn't be a good raya. Imehosim, if only from over here, from this din of carrying up the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, have a mean, I would have thought, Hani mili halacha. When do we say it's kosher with your left hand? A halacha carrying the loy ma'akfa kapara. Something that even if you don't do it, you would still have the forgiveness. It's not ma'akfa, it doesn't hold you back from receiving your kapara. Because what you need for the kapara by a korban is the zrika sadam. Once you did the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, you have your kapara. Now, avad, it is a mitzvah to burn the yevorim, to burn the pieces of meat. But even if you don't burn the pieces of meat, still you have your kapara. Therefore, carrying up these pieces of meat to the mizbeach, maybe that's why it's kosher with your left hand. Avol halacha the matva kapara loy. But our shalom is where you want to carry the blood. So after you makabel the dam in the mizrach, now you want to carry that blood. The kohen carries it with his left hand to the mizbeach, which that's an avodah that you need for the kapara. If you don't do the avodah halacha, it's possible. So maybe there you dafka need yamin. That's why Rav Sheshes did not bring a raya from this halacha here. It's kamash malon. That's why Rav Sheshes brought a raya from our Mishnah that talks about the keteris. The keteris, that's the whole kapara of the keteris itself. So the din is when you bring the keteris, you're allowed to carry it even with your left hand. So you see this avoida of aloch of carrying is not such a chomadic avoida, even though the other avoida is like a need of the right hand. The avoida of kazrika and kabbalah need the right hand. But just the avoida of aloch does not need the right hand, it's kosher even in the left hand. That's what Rav Sheshes wanted to say. Tomorrow says now Meisvei. I have a kashra on you, Rav Sheshes. Meisvei. Halacha is that a zar vo'einein shikur u'bal mum. If a person's a zar, he's not a kohen, or else he's not wearing the big dekuna, vo'einein, even if you have a kohen wearing his big dekuna, but somebody was meis, and they didn't bury him yet, one of his seven kreifim was meis, that he has to shit shiva for them, and he didn't bury the meis yet, he's an oinein, he's not allowed to do the avoidim. Shikur, else he drank too much wine and became a little, drank a revi'at yayin, and a little bit high from it. Or Baal Mum, or else the Kohen that's a Baal Mum, he has something wrong with him, is the Kabbalah, to do the avoid of Kabbalah Sadam, is after somebody shechted the Korban, now to hold the Mizvah and receive the Dam, it's possible with one of these people. Over Hoylocha, and carrying the blood to the Mizbeach, is possible with one of these people. Over Zrika, And to do this rika of the dam on the mizbech is also possible. It's possible. V'chein yeshiv. Who adin if you even a kosher kohen? But if he's sitting down, b'shas he's doing the avoid of kabbalas adam, or b'shas he's doing this rika, it's also possible. Like Rashi says, v'chein yeshiv. Teboyi lahamoy l'sharis. You have to stand when you do the avoida. If you're sitting, it's possible. V'chein smoil possible. Enough in a tosefta. Enough in a brisa that says that v'chein smoil. If you use your left hand. B'shas the kabbalas adam, or else b'shas the halacha. It says clearly, even by carrying the blood from the makom hashchita to the mizbeach, it's also possible if you do your left hand, use your left hand. So Mar says tiyufta. So it's a tiyufta to Rosh Hashanah. Here you see clearly that the left hand is possible for the avoiders of halacha.
And the Ritva says the way you have to answer Rosh Hashanah is raya from our Mishnah that says that the kohen is allowed to carry the calf in his left hand. That the pshat is like we said before. That Mikra din really don't have to have a kaf altogether. Really, there's no din to put the keteris into the kli. Really, the kohen gadol could hold the keteris in his hands. It's only practical that we put it into the kli. So therefore, there's no real halacha how to carry the kli. That's why you let it carry it even in your left hand. Mashenken by the halacha is hadam. Well, the halacha is you have to have a kabbalah, you have to receive the blood in the kli, and now there's an avoid of halacha carrying the kli. For sure, you have to carry it in your right hand, and it's possible if you do it with your left hand. So it's a tiyufta to Rosh Hashanah. For the more now, Akasha, I bore Rav Sheshes, who the oisva? Rav Sheshes, like himself, knew this last brisa. He himself knew this halacha, that smallest possible. Harai even asked this kasha to somebody else. So it's a kasha and Rav Sheshes. How could he first bring a raya? For now, Mishnah that has kasha b'smoil, if there's enough in the brisa, and he knew this brisa, that said that it's possible. What's the raya? The Omalei Rav Sheshes liyamayrud Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes said over to the Yamayrud, to the interpreter of Rav Chizda, to the one who was saying over Rav Chizda Shir, that boyim name Rav Chizda. He told this Yamayrud, that boyim name Rav Chizda. He told this Yamayrud, you asked the Shaila from Rav Chizda, that halacha bizar mahu. What's the halacha if a zar, not a koyim, does the avoid of halacha? After they made the Kabbalah Saddam, a zar comes and carries the blood from the Mokom Hashkita until the Mizbeach. What's the halacha? Omalei, so Rav Chizda answered back, Shera, I say it's kosher. Says this avoid of halacha is kosher even bizarre. Or mikra misayeni, and I have a rise from a pasuk like this. That the pasuk says, Vayishchetu ha-pesach. They shechted the korban pesach. Vayizuku ha-kahanim miyodom. V'halaviyah ma'avshitim. That Leviyim put out the hands, and the kahanim put the dam on the hands. And poshet mashma, the Leviyim made the halacha. That Leviyim are like azar. They're not kahanim. So you see, even Leviim, even Zarim, are also allowed to do the halachas hadam. That's why Rav Chizda answered back. And now, Umayser Rav Sheshes asked his shayla back to Rav Chizda, from our brisa that says, Zar v'oinein shikur u'balmum, b'kabola u'v'halacha, it says clearly in the brisa, even b'shasti avoidus halacha, you are not allowed to have a zar. U'v'zrika, who had intermed the zrika hadam, is posel. V'chein yoshev, v'chein smoil posel. Who are then if you're sitting down when you do these avoidas, or else if you're holding it in your left hand, it's possible. So Rav Sheshes now, Vaisdais, understood, knew this brisa. That's why he asked the kasha to Rav Chizda from this brisa. So according to kasha, if Rav Sheshes knew this brisa, how come before, and the first shayla, if you're allowed to do halacha b'smoil, he said it was kosher, why didn't he know this brisa that says clearly, it's possible b'smoil? The same way now he's asking the kasha and Rav Chizda, that how could you say the avoidus halacha is kosher bizarre? I there's nothing the brisa that says it's possible bizarre. So Gemara says, "Bosa de shomar hoda oisva." It's like it's true. At the beginning, Rav Sheshes did not know this brisa. That's why at the beginning, Rav Sheshes brought a riot from our Mishnah. You are allowed to do the halacha in your left hand. And then the Gemara slugged up Rav Sheshes and told him, "No, there's a brisa that says not like you. The brisa says that in your left hand, b'shas the avoidus halacha, it's possible." Now, after Rav Sheshes accepted this brisa, now when he asked the question to Rav Chizda, and when Rav Chizda answered him to say that it's kosher, the avoidus halacha is kosher bizarre, now Rav Sheshes went to shlug up Rav Chizda from this brisa, the same way they shlugged him up, but after they shlugged him up, he accepted the brisa, now he went and shlugged up Rav Chizda from this brisa also. Therefore, there's no spiro. That the more before happened first, then it happened over here. Fred the Gemara though, I bore Rav Chizda krokomar, but good, you have a brisa, but the Chizda has a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that it says the Kahanim gave the dam to the Leviim, and they master made the halacha. So the Chur, how could a Zar make the halacha? Either brisa says the Zar is possible. So Gemara answers, the Ovid Maisa Itzdebo, that not really the Leviim carried the blood,
the dam, they didn't make a maisa halacha. They just stood still. And they were like a stool, like a table, that the Kohanim just put down the Mizrach in their hands, and they didn't move, they didn't budge. And later the Kohanim came back again and took it further. So really the Kohanim did the whole avodas halacha. It was only a maisa itzbah, like a stool, that they just put it down in their hands. Therefore there's no psul of halacha bizar. More of item. Boy Rapopa. Rapopa calls a shout like this. Chofein chaveroi v'nosan l'toy chofnov maho. What about a first the Kohen makes the chvina? It's on Yom Kippur, outside in the Azorim, not the Kohen God leaving. Another Kohen comes and takes two handfuls worth of the Keteris, and he pours it into the Kohen Godol's handful, two handfuls, and he fills up the two handfuls of the Kohen Godol full of Keteris. What's the lochem? Mole chofnov bino and voika, is the Torah only makpid that the Kohen Godol has to have his two handfuls full of Keteris, and the Maisa now it's filled up, even though he didn't do a Maisa of taking it, but the Maisa somebody put it into his hand, so his two handfuls now are filled up, that's enough. Or Dilma, maybe not. The Pasuk says, V'lokach v'hevi binan. You have to do a Maisa l'kicha, you have to take the chfina, you have to take with your own two hands the Keteris into your two hands. V'olek, and here you don't have it, therefore take with the Gemara blies by a Sofik. And Miller the Shiloh is like the Pasuk says, V'lokach m'loy ha-machto gachla yesh me'al ha-mezbech. You're supposed to first take the shovel full of coals off the mezbech ha-chitzayim. L'fnei Hashem, u'm'loy chofnov keter samim dako v'hevi mi'beis ta'proiches. And then it says, u'm'loy chofnov yishav you two handfuls of the keter samim dako v'hevi and bring it. So the question is, the first word v'lokach, does it only go on the m'loy ha-machto, that you have to take the shovel full of coals? On the next part of the pasuk of Muloy Chofnov, the word Vlokha does not go on. Therefore, it doesn't mean you have to take two handfuls, but as long as you have two handfuls, so even if somebody else puts it into you, fills up your two handfuls, that also would be good. Or else, no, we read it, the first word Vlokach goes on the whole pasuk. It's Vlokach Muloy HaMachto, and as if it said again, Vlokach Muloy HaChofnov. You have to also take your two handfuls. Therefore, here the Kohen Gadol did not take his two handfuls worth of Keteris, but rather somebody put it into him, therefore be Pasol, so Gemara obliged by Tekel. The Gemara's Masupik, what's Pshat really in this Pasuk? Yeah, Gemara Vaita. Boyi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks a Shana like this, that Chofein Umeis, let's say first the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur made the Chvina. He made his two handfuls worth of Keteris, and he poured it into the Kaf. And then the Kohen Gadol died. And now the appoint, the Skan, the second one, takes over. Now we have a new Kohen Gadol. Could the second Kohen Gadol go in with this chafinam, with the amount of keteris in the calf from the first Kohen Gadol's? Or no, do we say he has to make a new maisa chafinam? He has to take a new two handfuls worth of keteris. Or else no, since the first Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol, he made the maisa chafinam, he took his two handfuls and put the keteris into the calf, you already have the mitzvah chafinam. Now all you have to do is just have the Kohen Gadol. Just let the Kohen Gadol be marked to like the Keteris that's inside the calf. It doesn't have to have another Maisa Chvina. That's the Gemara Sofik here. So Gemara says like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina said back like this. Bo v'ro, come and see, Sheiltos HaRishonim, that the Shiloh that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is asking right now is a very good Shiloh. That's the Shiloh that the Rishonim also asked. So Rashi learns like this. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Letamidim, he said over to his Tamidim, Bovaro, Shadora Achra, in the second door, Zeichel Ischachem Kederos HaRishonim, are as smart as the first generations were. Shafani Hoisi Shel Shilazu. Even me, myself, I also asked this question. The Yachshav Sholem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Shum Min HaRishonim. In other words, Rabbi Chanina was saying, I myself asked this question before, and now I see the way Rabbi Shua ben Levi is also asking this question, and he's from the Rishonim. So like Chanina was saying, like, it's good to see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the same question. So it comes out so far is like Chanina was the younger one, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was the older one. So more so like this. Lameim, you want to tell me to Rabbi Shua ben Levi Kshisha that he was the older one? Like now Rabbi Chanina was saying about himself that he sees he asking the same type of questions that the older ones asked. I have Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said like this: that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina lishtoy shechlayim b'Shabbos. That Rabbi Chanina was matem me to drink shechlayim on Shabbos, the type of a drink That's a type of a refu. It heals me up. It's a refu on Shabbos. All right, turn over.